Yellow, operator. 101, long distance line.
Grease man.
Yes.
Hey, about 5 years ago, my husband and I moved from Maryland down to Tennessee, and we're back here on vacation. I just wanted to let you know how much we're enjoying the show, and it's great to hear you again.
I've made so many changes. There's been so many different nuances. I've gone topical now, and is along with sell the same blood and guts high-speed action that you knew 5 years ago. It's still here.
Well, we realize that. We've heard a lot of new material. We've heard some kind of old familiar stuff. And
well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm always broadening my horizons. You got to dance with the girl you brung, you know what I'm saying? That's why, no matter how high-tech the show gets, I'll still take them trips to the backwoods of West Virginia. Yeah, I'll still sit here and I'm gonna sit there. I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I say bad lip ba ba bad, bad lip ba bad. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. Bad lip ba ba bad, bad lip ba bad. Scalawada doodle doodle, scalawada doodle doodle. West Virginia's good enough for me. Well, it's West Virginia couple living on the barest subsistence level. Only able to afford one car up on block. But the wife is so damn fertile. It seems like he just got to look at it and she get pregnant. They try rhythm method. He takes her temperature. Doctor prescribed birth control pills, but they kept falling out. You know, she'd always get pregnant. Well, it's child number 7. Child number 8. They got all these naked children running around. And the man working at the loading dock, he can't afford it. Finally, she gets pregnant for the 9th time. She grunts that kid out. Finally, she brings it home and the house is bedlam. There's toys everywhere and the kids are screaming. And now she's got a newborn baby just sitting there wailing in her arms. She turns to her husband and said, "That's it! That's it! 9 kids, for God's sake! I can't get pregnant again. From now on, I'm sleeping in the attic." The husband looks at her and says, "Well, if you think it'll help, I'll sleep up there with you."
It's the Grease Man, only on DC 101.